Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Just a quick update in case you've not heard it at the end of the broadcast last week. I will be heading to Louisiana to help with disaster relief and cleanup. Sometime this week, I'm guessing tomorrow morning, if everything continues to come together, which will likely mean a pause on these live broadcasts, unsure about the internet connections there, and the know that the days are full with some pretty hard work. And so I want to just give a notice, I guess, that if you come looking for the broadcast, there may be a gap, and I hope to do one tomorrow morning before I leave, but anyhow, that's a heads up. Today we're looking at, and all week, well, at least tomorrow, but all week our prayer focus is on the gift of work and seeing work as a gift from God rather than as a curse. And today we're specifically looking at the gift of timely work. And Jesus talked about this as far as his understanding of the timeliness of his work and work that he has really passed on to us and to those that follow him. John 9, chapter 4, he says, "As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." I believe it's important that as we understand this gift of work that God gave us, the works of service that he has called each of us to do, works that have a lot of similarities because it's about representing Jesus, but the individual application of it varies from person to person, so that all needs can be met, so that all people can hear. But it's work that really is temporary. The trick is, you and I don't know when that work will come to an end. But we do know that there will come a time that we leave this life. There will come a time that Jesus returns. And then the work that God has called us to represent Jesus, to make him known, to prepare people for the kingdom of God, that work will be finished. And I believe when we begin to recognize the timeliness of the work, it ought to create an urgency. What if today is the last day, the last opportunity that you have to share Jesus with an individual that you know? One that God has called you to serve and to take the message of hope to. One of the challenging parts, and there seems to be many, but in serving and working with disaster response and volunteering in that type of work is being ready. There's a timeliness aspect to it, and sometimes there's a pause to show up immediately. Is good for some types of work, but for other types, the surroundings, the people, the infrastructure just isn't ready. But to have the wisdom and knowledge of when to respond in a timely way, to show up 6 months after the fact and expect to do what needed done a week after really doesn't come across as all that helpful, all that caring. I still remember a number of natural disasters, specifically Hurricane Katrina, and how people simply felt forgotten. That the scope of the damage was so great that there were those that did not feel that help would ever come. And I think we live life and there are people around you and me that feel forgotten. They feel that help will never come. Their life is one long, dreary sentence of misery and despair. And as we live life, we must, I believe, recognize the timeliness of the work that God has given us to do. The timeliness of a message of hope. If ever there's a time that people are wanting true hope, it's today. As COVID makes a resurgence and new variants show up and people are tired. And they're tired of all of the work that has been put in with seemingly no result. The year and a half of isolation and social distancing and all of the other buzzwords of the closing of things and so much. And it's interesting as you look back through the history of this, and there's always been resistance, and I think there always will. That's kind of the nature of people. But overall, an initial willingness, at least from my perspective, of people to go along with things that would be helpful. Instructions that were given. And then as time went along, you would see a relaxing of not only the restrictions, not only the requirements, the request, but a relaxing of paying attention to the ones that still existed. And some of that comes because of the constant change, and it begins to play in a person's mind. Well, doesn't really even seem like anybody knows what they're talking about. And we become weary. And I believe people today are weary. As I prepare to head down to Louisiana to help International Disaster Emergency Service with relief efforts, the number of people signed up is definitely fewer than other disasters. And there's a lot of factors in that. There's a lot going on. There's the timing. There's the whole COVID thing. But I also think it's a weariness. And one of the things I believe we must guard against in understanding this timeliness of the work that God has called us to is that human flesh that wants to look after ourselves first. Now, looking after ourselves isn't a bad thing. But sometimes when we begin to think that we have to look after ourselves first, it isn't long before we begin to believe we have to look after ourselves only. And I believe God wants us to use wisdom. But even in the midst of a time of fear, a time of isolation, a time of uncertainty, and I think especially in the midst of those times, God wants us to recognize the timeliness of the work that we've been called to. The work of taking the good news of Jesus with us and sharing it, not just taking it with us, sharing it wherever we go. You see, that to me is more important than the substance of the work. As I talked about some yesterday, the work that you do is kind of secondary to the work that God has called you to do. So whether you're a plumber, or whether you're retired, or whether you're a teacher, or whether you're a highway construction worker, or you fill in the blank. Those are just means that God has given you to not only provide for your family, but means that He has given you to do the timely work of sharing the good news of Jesus. And so today, as you go about work, and if you're retired, you go about your day's activities. Think about how you can be involved in the timely work of sharing good news. Maybe you're in a position that you can't get out of bed. You can't leave your home. You don't really see people. The good news is you can pray. And you can pray for those that need to know the good news. You can pray for those that are able to take the good news. And you can pray that those two meet and the good news of Jesus is shared. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And You've given us work to do, work that is not simply busy work, but work that has value and work that is timely. And so God, today help us to more fully grasp than ever before the timeliness of the work of sharing the good news of Jesus. May we take with us the hope of Jesus and not just keep it to ourselves, but may we share it at every opportunity that we have. As we go about whatever work is before us today, may we see it as an opportunity to do the real work that You have called us to in Christ, the work of representing Jesus, the work of sharing the hope of Jesus. Father, today I do pray for those that are working in, severe conditions. I think of the heat of Louisiana and so many residents are being bussed out to avoid the heat, and there are so many others that are driving into it to help restore electricity, to help clean up trees and flood damage and all of the needs that people are experiencing. I pray for relief from the severity of the heat and the humidity that those people are working in today. But Father, I pray for all of them that are there, all of the people that are busy at work somewhere today, that You would impress upon the hearts and minds of Your children the timeliness of a greater work. The timeliness of a greater work that even coincides with the current work that they're doing. the work of taking hope, taking the message of Jesus. So, Father, as we claim our part of that timely work, may we be diligent in lifting up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.